This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Dog lovers, thank you for joining me again this week. Almost 3 years ago, I did my first show on potty training your dog. It's episode 063, and Devin was my co-host at the time, and the show was over 45 minutes long. It was a great show, and it still gets downloads on almost a daily basis. Today, I want to create a more concise and direct show that gets down to duty quickly and efficiently.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your potty training. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. This is our 212th show, and I am so glad you have joined me. Potty training is one of the top behaviors that I get calls about. It is also one of the most frustrating, mainly because it takes a while. Some dogs take to going to the bathroom outside very quickly, while other dogs just don't seem to get it. Truly teaching your dog to potty outside is a lesson and practice in positive communication with your dog. As I have said many times in the past, dogs do not analyze or reason. Dogs live in a reactive or an if-then frame of mind. When you are correctly potty training your dog, you are learning how to communicate in these terms in a positive way. The process we are going to talk about today takes consistency and persistence on your part. I recommend that you do the routine we are going to go over today at least 30 to 45 days in a row. Keep up the routine, even if you think your dog has gotten it within the first week. So let's get busy right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
First, let's do some pre-setup prior to starting any type of routine. Then we'll talk about what to do on a daily basis. Lastly, we're going to go over some difficulties or common scenarios that pop up during the training period. First, come up with a word or a phrase that you will use to indicate what you want from your dog. Now, I say, as most of you dog lovers do, go potty. The phrase or word you should be for both pooping and peeing. Using a different word for each can be confusing, and as far as I'm concerned, too complicated. Some people say, get busy or do your business. I like those too, especially if you live in a downtown area or a city center. I've also heard the phrase, hurry up or do your duty or be quick. Now that you have your phrase, decide where you want your dog to go to the bathroom. You will now choose the spot where you want your dog to go for her regular potty routine. The spot you choose should be about the size of your living room, large enough to walk back and forth a few times, staying in that same little area. It should be accessible from the same door and easy to get to in all types of weather. It is important that you only use this spot for the potty routine, not for all the other times that you may take your dog to go out for a bathroom break or a walk or even playtime. You'll also only take your dog to this spot when on leash. It is very important that you are there with your dog when she goes potty and that she goes for you when she's on the leash. I don't know the exact psychology of this, but I do know that a dog that will not go to the bathroom for you in your presence while on the leash is taking more control of the situation than you are. When a dog learns that she can control things, she will start to exert that control in other areas as well. If you want to understand that a little bit better, refer to episode 036, Control is About Confidence. Now for the routine. Your routine with your dog should start the moment you get out of bed. Most people just let their dogs out or take their dogs for a quick early walk to relieve herself of whatever she's been holding all night long. Now, once you get back to the house, this is the time you'll feed her. Be sure to feed the appropriate amount. It usually says what to feed for your size and age of dog on the bag. Leave the food down for no more than 30 minutes. During this time, you need to be watching your dog. Now, if you do feed your dog and pick it up after 30 minutes, even if they haven't finished it, don't feed them more the next meal. Just feed them the same regular amount. So they'll start learn that the food's only going to be there for a short period of time and learn to eat it within that time. Now, from the time that you start the routine, your dog should have zero freedom. I've seen some people that will feed their dogs in the crate or a small pen while they get ready. And this is a good idea if you're short on time and you need to do things that take your attention away from the dog. If you do start having accidents in the crate or the pen, then you'll have to make time to watch your dog instead. As soon as your dog has finished eating or the 30 minutes has passed, take up the food and put your dog on the leash. You are about to start the routine that you should do with your dog only in the morning and the evening after mealtime. You're going to do this twice a day, only in the morning and the evening after after mealtime. Take your dog out the same door, go to that spot that you've picked, and when you are there, you will walk back and forth only saying and repeating your phrase. For me, it's go potty, go potty, go potty. Even if your spot is in a fenced-in backyard, you need to have your dog on the leash at this time. Now, you will only stay out for 5 minutes, no more. So put a timer on your watch or tell your phone to set a timer, either way. Let's say the first time out, your dog pees, but does not poop within that 5 minutes. You will give big praise. You will reinforce your phrase, good potty outside, and tell your by whatever your dog is doing. So in whatever your phrase is, good hurry up, good business, whatever it is that you're using. And you do it right after you're finished. Don't get too excited while she's going. She may get excited too and stop midstream. Now, at the end of 5 minutes, you will take your dog back into the house and put her in the crate. Remember, you're going for a pee and a poop, not just one or the other. She only needs to be in the crate for a few minutes before you again put her on the leash, take her out the same door, take her to the same spot, continuing to go back and forth in that spot, repeating your phrase, go potty, go potty, go potty. Or do your business, do your business, do your business. Again, only 5 minutes outside. On a little side note, I actually had a dog that I was watching and I kept saying go potty to it and it wouldn't go. And the owners were across the way and saw me and they looked across the way and yelled, Shadow, hurry up. And Shadow immediately pooped and squatted and pooped. His phrase was hurry up and I was trying to use go potty. So obviously the phrase can really work. So let's say you now have gone outside four more times before she actually poops. When she does poop, again, you will make a really big deal about it using the phrase right after she's finished, not during the time. And you can actually, during the time, if you're really calm about it, good potty, something really simple and easy so that you're not going over the top. Now, at this point, you're going to take her back inside, and now you're going to allow her to roam around the house and have some freedom in your house. Now, this does not mean that your dog is free to be in your home for the rest of the day, nor does it mean that you're free and clear. Remember, you're starting a routine. For the older dogs that are new in your home, you may give them a little more time and a little more freedom, but puppies and younger dogs, the rule of thumb is that they should be able to hold going to the bathroom for an hour for each month of age. That means a dog that is 16 weeks old, which is approximately 4 months, should be able to hold it for up to 4 hours. So usually about hour three, you really need to start watching your dog again and no freedom. And if you're seeing you're having accidents before that, then you'll need to watch them even closer, even more. Just because they can hold it overnight does not mean that they can hold it for 8 hours during the day. A dog and a human's body slow down while we sleep, and the hormones that indicate that we need to go is less active. During the day hours, even though your dog may sleep, they don't sleep at the same deep level, and the urge to go happens on a more regular basis. Now, if you're able to go out a different door when taking your dog for periodic walks, do that. If not, go a different direction when you take your dog out. I suggest you take a new puppy out every few hours for a quick out and relief. Don't use your phrase at this time. This is not a time that you want your dog to actually, you want them to go potty, but you don't want to actually use that phrase and try to make them go potty. So you allow your dog to sniff around and wander about, and it shouldn't be a structured walk for exercise at this time. If you're going to do that, make that at a very structured time of the day. Now, if your dog does happen to pee or poop or do both, give her big praise using the phrase. So if she happens to pee, good girl, good potty, good job. Or if she happens to poop, the same thing. And if not, it's no big deal. But when you go back into the house, you cannot let her out of your sight. You have to keep watch on her because at this point, she probably does need to go. Now, for older dogs, you can wait a little bit longer. But if you start seeing accidents or markings, you need to lessen the amount of the time before going out on those relief walks. Remember, these are not the routine walks, and you do not want to try to make your dog go to the bathroom every time she goes outside. If you do, you will only be creating it that she needs to go every few hours instead of just once or twice a day. Now, in my case, what I would do, these would be times that I would just let her out in the backyard and let her run around and do things because I have a fenced-in yard. But these were her relief times. If I happened to see her go potty out there, which at first I was very good about staying out there with her, I would tell her, good potty, good girl, and let her know. But at this point, you only do that routine after the morning meal and evening meal, and you're not trying to make them do it because I've seen people that their dog literally has to go to the bathroom every 2 hours because they created this thing where they were going out and making their dog potty every 2 hours. And you don't want to do that. You're only trying to make your dog potty, twice a day, morning and evening. Now, what are you creating and what are you looking for during this routine? So you're creating and looking for a few things that you're going to do when you're going through this routine on a daily basis. Now, in the routine scenario, you had to take your dog out a total of 5 times before she pooped. 5 minutes out and 3 minutes in equals about 8 minutes total. I think I kind of skipped it. So when you bring them back in, you're going to put them in the crate. You're going to leave them in the crate just for a few minutes. So for like 3 minutes, you may run and get a little bit ready, like brush your teeth or something like that, and then take her back out and start the routine over. And again, you're going to go over and over on that routine, outside for 5 minutes, inside for a few minutes, outside for 5 minutes until she does. Now, in the scenario, we said that she didn't poop until she'd went out 5 times. Now, that means that she went out somewhere between 30 to 45 minutes before she had to poop. Now, your dog routinely needs this much time, and if they routinely need 35 to 40 minutes before they have to go to the bathroom, I know Oz, he has to go to the bathroom about 20 to 30 minutes after he eats, and Beans, man, she has to go right after she eats. So she's definitely out And I've learned that because I've done the routine with both of them. So she's definitely out right after she eats so she can do her business. And then Oz, he usually waits for about 30 minutes and then I let him out, or longer, because he's good at holding it. Now, if you do see that it's, say, 20 minutes, like with Oz, I would extend the time that I let them stay in the house after they eat. So I might put them in the crate if I can't watch them, if I have to get ready, or in the pen if there's a little pen or something. But I would wait on increments of 5 minutes. So right after they eat, wait 5 minutes and then take them out for a couple days, and then wait 10 minutes before I take them out for a couple days. And what you're going to see, number one, you're going to know exactly how long it takes her to have to go to the bathroom. And two, you're going to actually start that she knows that going out is to go potty, and she may start doing it at a shorter period of time. Now, if you're watching her during that time and she shows you signs that she needs to go potty, you really give her big praise and then put the leash on and take her out to that spot. And if she goes to the door that she uses for the potty routine, she's really indicating that she needs to go potty. And you give her, oh, you need to go, you need to go, and really pump her up and then put her on the leash and take her out there. Now, if you use another door or a different door for walks and relief times and she goes to that door, she's really indicating that she just wants to go out for a walk and sniff around. So you're still in the potty routine at this point. So you do not need to take her out. You only need to take her to out the door and to the spot because you're still in potty routine. She has not peed and pooped at this point. So you're teaching her also to eat on a routine basis. Dogs that free feed, especially puppies, will need to go to the bathroom more often. And when you're creating a routine for your dog, you really only want the routine to happen once in the morning and once at night. Even if your dog is young and needs to eat more than twice a day, you still only do the routine twice. Yes, you will need to take your dog out after the noon meal, but do go out the other door, the different spot or a different direction, and don't try to make her go potty. She probably will. I mean, she just ate and she's a puppy. So if that's the case, when she does, you praise her really big using your phrase, you know, do your business, get busy, whatever it is, good job, things like that. Now, some dogs will only be fed once a day. Typically, I feed my dogs twice a day. But sometimes if you opt and adopt an older dog and they tell you that she only eats once a day, you'll still do the routine twice a day. You're still going to do the routine twice a day with her, but you may see that she only needs to go once a day. And again, you know, it takes about 30 to 45 days in a row to really create the routine. And you may start to see that a dog that only pooped once a day is now pooping twice a day just because you've created this routine. And just so you know, no dog is ever potty trained in just a few days. Yes, there are dogs that don't have accidents in this time, but it just means that they're understanding that they will get to go out on a regular basis. Usually dogs that are being watched and being taken out on a regular basis don't have accidents. It just means, it doesn't mean that the dog's potty trained. It's like saying that you saw someone ride a bike and then you instantly knew how to do it. Yes, you may get on and get it right the first time on the bike, but when you start riding, you find out there's much more to just getting on and making it go. There's all these other things that go on with that. And it's the same thing with potty training your dog. There's a lot more that goes on with it mentally, physically, things like that, that you're starting to create by doing this routine. So even if you think within a week your dog is potty trained, still do the routine up to 30 to 45 days. Now, by using the same door, the same phrase, and going to the same spot, your dog will actually look forward to this routine and view it as a positive time with you because you're communicating what you want your dog to do on a consistent basis. You're also teaching your dog to potty on command. Now, to really get to that level of teaching your dog to potty on command, it does take a lot more time, and it is attainable if you're really consistent with the routine and you're really good on your timing of praise. I have even learned to see the signs when my dog needs to go. Like when we're out on hikes or just outside of our normal area, they both show signs that they have to go to the bathroom before they go. And it's a big benefit because during the time that I was doing the routine, I was actually seeing those signs. They even may go in places that's very inappropriate or need to go, and I can see the signs. So I get them to a place, just make them hold it for just a minute or two, especially when I'm going to conventions or doing things. I don't want them to do it right there, you know, so I can make them hold it for a minute or two and get them to a place that would be much more appropriate and I can clean it up. So as I said, in the last part of the potty training, that I would go through some common scenarios and some difficulties that you may encounter. Now, I feel like I've given you a ton of information here, and it might be best just to create a two-part show. So I wanted to be a lot more concise and right on the point in this show. This is a really good routine. So what we're going to talk about, I'm going to do a second show next week, and we're going to talk about some of those frustrations and setbacks that you might go through when you're training your dog. Okay, so in summary, today we talked about creating a potty training routine for your dog. You discovered by taking the time, you can create a great routine that your dog will understand and enjoy. You also learned that you can communicate with your dog when the routine is consistent and positive. And I would like to, if you would like a printout of these notes, sign up for a free membership on familydogfusion.com. And when you sign up for the free membership, there's a PDF that you can for free. It's about potty training your dog. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.